This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wanted to get to your buddy J.J. Watt, though, and his Twitter beef last night with Pro Football Talk, which, well, let's be honest, Pro Football Talk is probably one of the most self-serving sites out there. Mike Florio is an arrogant ass, and so his whole site's kind of like that. But I think I'm going to side with Pro Football Talk. Did you see any of this?
I did. I'm also, well, I don't know who I side with, because JJ's right. If you don't like it, just stay off my page.
There is that. But on the other hand,
you know what the best move would have been? Just to block Mike Florio.
Well, you could have done that, but here's the other thing. First off, JJ tweeted out a photo of him wearing a kit signed by all the players. Says, kit is a bit snug, but ready if called upon. USA versus Argentina. Okay, this is, you know, and Pro Football Talk basically, you know, made some comment about it. And this is where I don't side with JJ. He responds with, why does everyone want to talk about me? I'm just minding my own business and seeking no attention at all. Not true. You're sending out a picture of yourself wearing a kit saying, ready if called upon.
A super tight t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So,
plus, you called it a kit, which,
right,
I'm which, against.
Well, that's what it is.
No, it's a shirt.
Well, whichever. But, no, then he responds.
It's a shirt, maybe a jersey, but it should be just a shirt. It's a soccer shirt.
And he says, you know how Twitter works, right? If you don't want to see it, stay off my page. Take your saltiness elsewhere.
Salty.
Says, I do stay off your page. I follow your team's page. They retweeted it. That's how Twitter works, right? Well, at that point, yeah, I would have blocked them. But you are kind of. And then he does say, take your false humility elsewhere. Pro Football Talk does. That I kind of agree with. You are looking for attention. I know you're not allowed to say anything bad about JJ. But why else do you tweet something out like that?
Yeah.
Ready if called upon. Anyway.
That's my biggest complaint about JJ, the thirst. And
he's got a little Kardashian in him, man.
There's no denying it.
And, yeah, that's great. But, you know, the whole I'm just a small town guy, you know, you have taken social media and embraced it the same way the Kardashians have. So there is going to be backlash. And at some point, you know, maybe if you just weren't so overexposed on Twitter and Instagram and every freaking commercial that we see, maybe people wouldn't think you're out looking for attention all the time. That's all I'm saying.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.